real value, plus gas, too.
Is what I expect. Cape on my back, cable box on my chest, leather pants on my death, hot oil on my breath. You'll be jealous of my boots, jealous of my gloves, jealous of my belt with my blinking lights, cause I'm the Dark Lord with the power to dismantle people's skills like the Phantom Piss.
One, two, three, and to the four. It's the Emperor coming through the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. I'm about to blow some planets up. Laser blast and I still can't hit jack. Galactic recession you can't avoid. I'll be on the
I'm the best smuggler. Light beer chuggler, ladies main snuggler. Shaking long sharks when the falcon starts. And chewing killer gun darts with some Wookiee farts. Galactically known, but I wear a blue cape at home. Lost the falcon, I was low on cash. Don't talk trash about my mustache. I can't swindle, I get crooked. I had hand, but Vader took him. Now look what we have here. I'm still balling year after year. Public Enemy Open One. Store trooper said freeze, but they got none. Can I make them see I never had a laser gun? But it's the Jedi tricks I'm playing.
Turned out for the show called Super Bowl of Freedom Anti-Healthcare Bill Rally. 20,000+ people showed up. Were you as surprised as I was?
Absolutely, I was. We had no idea. Complete word of mouth. And the estimates are anywhere between 20 and 45,000 people had assembled.
Holy shit! Anywhere between 20 and 45,000 people, or as the Washington Post put it, 10 minutes. All right. But the point is, change was in the air. Fox News was there to cover it.
People didn't just come to hear speakers. They then pivoted, fanned out, went into the Capitol, went into the office building.
Thousands and thousands of more people arrived. If I didn't know any better, I would think they just put two different days together and acted like they didn't. Where have I seen that last footage before?
This is just a fraction. There are people meeting all across the country. This is just in Washington, D.C.
Wow, that was actually from Glenn Beck's 9/12 rally 2 months ago. His much bigger
9/12
rally.
You probably have a lot on your mind for your respective members of Congress when they come
used footage of a bigger crowd
and tell them how you
from
really
a
feel?
Totally
are you
different
gonna go
event.
To one of these receptions where they're actually...
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Thursday night, we do this every Thursday in spirit of micro-powered community-based beats. I like to do this because it's fun, and we like to spotlight different crazy things that are going on there in the news and in the world, in your head. Beats! No, seriously. This is WCOM 103.5 LPFM, as in low-power, micro-powered, community-based radio. I'll be back. We're going to play lots of cool stuff tonight. New stuff from this album called Beat Dimensions. And this guy in the background there called Slug-a-Bed. Pretty cool stuff. Of course, spotlighting all the crazy, heinous, right-wing boos, Vic, going on. Boo-ish. All right. Let's have fun, y'all. Furious.
You're getting louder by the day. It's an amazing thing to watch. It's democracy in action. And you probably haven't seen or heard democracy in action for a very long time.
We need to have this every day throughout August. People have to be contacting their congresspeople. Go show up wherever there's any representative. That this is your moment, your opportunity to stop this thing. And this is what's going to stop this.
Your Congress members go to Fox Nation.
So that you can tell, I am not illiterate. No, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Got the rhythm check you. Second cousin next you. As I turn the knob to the door, you expect through.
Citizens. And now the table's been turned.
And I let it play, cause dress ain't funky and I'm
home, there are angry constituents. They're waiting to greet them.
Members of Congress are getting an earful from constituents opposed to the president's plan.
Appear more heavily and attend
it. It was a beautiful sight to see.
Notice, and by the way, in the middle of the day on a Thursday.
Yeah, or Saturday. 2 months ago, at a completely different rally. And by the way, they didn't even ever mention that they had done that. And watch what happens when you let the tape run to the end.
We handed out actual pages from the
constituents at a healthcare town hall.
Is this cheap propaganda?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I guess what's wrong with that, and I say I'll let Keith speak to it, but what's wrong with that?
First of all, it doesn't have to be orchestrated by the Republican Party, Brad, because it's being orchestrated by the Republican Party's organ, like Fox News and people like Rush Limbaugh.
They're conservatives who are being organized by several different Republican organizations.
D.C. lobbying groups with ties to the healthcare industry have not only been organizing these events, they've also been taking credit for them. Corporate lobbying groups are doing their part. They're turning out the mobs, telling them where to go, and giving them their scripts.
And make it appear as though there's a great deal of opposition to the president's plan.
Music, so check it. Listen to the kick. Popping with a click. And with no rehearsals, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the bitch with the thing that you are relying on. You love it when it battles with the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close because of knowing. There's no stopping the dock when I am going. But in the event, someone would try to juice this, stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking, cause I don't think he is funny when you're messing with my money. And stick with tell me this, you'll try, you gotta stop him, but with no frills, so I just drop him. Continue with the rhyme, and make sure I get mine, with no static, cause it's something I send G to get my nine. But lessons I've been learned, now I get it all, I'm fun and let it play. When the people say, Trey, oh, you're a fucky and I'm to the sea. I need a break so I can check around. See who the hand that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'm picking the beat to give you something to rock to. Back out non-stop. Do not to look at the clock you perceive. But can't believe you're being taken. Why be so cool? You start shaking and shivering. Cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a dancer. You try and say it, but it
pushing back.
These are
surprised as I was.
Absolutely, I was. We had no idea. Complete word of mouth. And the estimates are anywhere between 20 and 45,000 people had assembled.
Holy shit. Anywhere between 20 and 45,000 people, or as the Washington Post put it, 10,000. All right. But the point
is, change was in the air. Fox News was there to cover it.
People didn't just come to hear speakers. Went into the Capitol, went into the office buildings, were very polite. Knocked on the doors. We handed out actual pages.
Because when that coup started, it was a clear fall day in Washington, D.C. Not a cloud in the sky. The leaves have changed. It's well attended, but sparse. All of a sudden, the trees turn green again, and it's cloudy, and it looks like thousands and thousands of more people.
These are genuine voting American citizens. And now the table's been turned. It's happening to him, only this time it's not ginned up. It's genuine.
As Democrats arrive back home, there are angry constituents. They're waiting to greet them.
Members.
And acted like they didn't. Where have I seen that last footage before?
This is just a fraction. There are people meeting all across the country.
And it's cloudy, and it looks like thousands and thousands of more people arrived. If I didn't know any better, I would think they just put two different days together and acted like they didn't. Where have I seen that last footage before?
President's plan.
Getting an earful from constituents at a healthcare town hall.
Is this cheap propaganda?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? And I say I'll let Keith speak to it. But what's wrong with that?
First of all, it doesn't have to. By the
amazing thing to watch. Like it's democracy in action.
People like Rush Limbaugh.
They're conservatives who are being organized by several different Republican organizations.
D.C. lobbying groups with ties to the healthcare industry have not only been organizing these events, they've also been taking credit for them. Corporate lobbying groups are doing their part. They're turning out the mobs, telling them where to go, and giving them their scripts.
And make it appear as though there's a great deal of opposition to the president's plan.
I'll let Keith speak to it.
should say that there does seem to be some evidence that the congressman may be right, at least in some part. I and my staff have watched the video after video of some of these meetings as they start to get out of control, and we do hear many of the same slogans repeated again and again and again. As a matter of fact, here's some.
You need to open it up to the free markets. You need to get the government the hell out of our
way. What's wrong with that?
First of all, it doesn't have to be orchestrated by the Republican Party, Brad, because it's being orchestrated by the Republican Party's organ, like Fox News and people like Rush Limbaugh.
They're conservatives who are being organized by several different Republican organizations.
D.C. lobbying groups with ties to the healthcare industry have not only been organizing these events, they've also been taking credit for them.
Another step. We're taking it a step forward. They're accusing a specific conservative healthcare executive of orchestrating these protests. That's why we've invited that executive, Rick Scott, to join us here, and he's going to be here in just a moment to try and defend himself. But first, let me bring in Eric Bowler of the liberal media watchdog group Media Matters. Good afternoon, Eric.
Hey, Rick.
Is this thing orchestrated?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, there's nothing wrong with activism. There's nothing wrong with rallying people for a point of view and having your views heard. But it's ironic. Here we have a town hall forum, and basically the entire premise is to shut down any conversation, shut down any debate, yell and heckle and scream and sort of chase congressmen to their cars. That's being orchestrated, and it has really nothing to do with healthcare. It's tapping into, you know, a sort of a radical minority which has a deep-seated hatred of Barack Obama. These town hall forums could be really about any topic, and you could fill in the rhetoric.
But isn't this, look historically at the United States. Isn't this what our descendants did, founded this country Boston?
This is not the New England town hall meeting.
Why not?
Because the whole point of that is not to get up and have as many loudmouths in one room and scream and yell and shout it. You know, an insult congressman. The point of town hall meetings, as we've seen in the last few decades, is to have an actual civil conversation and to have different points of view. This idea that you're going to have these mini mobs run the congressman out of town, what's that have to do with democracy, and what's that have to do with, you know, any sort of public debate? So the irony is, you know, these town hall forums are supposed to be for debate, and, you know, and sort of the right wing has decided, well, we'll use it to put the kibosh on any actual debate.
Me, my life, I hate more night.
Yes.
Talking about, you know, what's in the bill and what the country's going to do going forward.
Yeah, no, there is a lot of sloganeering. You're right. You mentioned right wing. To be fair, aside from the conservative media, which is obviously, and we know who they are, they're going to push back on anything that Obama suggests, no matter what it is. It goes further, because now the White House is involved in this, and Robert Gibbs is saying, he said it Tuesday, that this thing is being orchestrated by a big buck healthcare executive, and he didn't name that executive, but he said enough about him that we were able to construe that he's probably talking about our next guest, who's coming on in just a little bit, which is Rick Scott. Is that what you heard Tim saying? There's Rick Scott's picture, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rick Scott is in the business to make money off people who are uninsured or underinsured. I mean, his whole business model in terms of his, you know, walk-in clinics is to have a huge population in America that is either underinsured or has no insurance. So obviously, he's got a horse in this race, and he created Conservatives for Patients' Rights, CPR. And they've been in actively in the press trying to take credit for these town hall forums, trying to take credit, you know, for these mini mobs. And sure, of course, they're behind this. Of course, the healthcare industry wants to see no healthcare reform enacted. And you can't really, I know you want to sort of set aside the right-wing media, but it's impossible. That is at least half of the story here. That's the noise machine at work.
Some of those media that you and I don't need to mention, but every one of our viewers knows exactly who they are. And look, go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead and put that up. I'm looking at his website.
Representation there too. The point is, and there's nothing wrong with getting people to town hall forums. The point is, he's running, you know, this $1 million ad campaign. You know, he hired the Swift Boat for veteran publicists, and now he's hiring, you know, spending millions of dollars on misinformation.
Where's the money coming from this, you think? I mean, he started it by himself, you know.
Well, he is. He got a bunch of money when he was running Columbia healthcare in the 90s.
Which was an empire. I mean, that thing was huge.
Which pled guilty and had to pay $7 billion fine for defrauding the government. His company systematically overbilled the government on Medicare, and now he's warning people about if the government gets involved in health care.
I'll let Keith speak to it. What's wrong with that?
First of all, it doesn't have to be orchestrated by the Republican Party, Brad, because it's being orchestrated by the Republican Party's organ, like Fox News and people like Rush Limbaugh.
They're conservatives who are being organized by several different Republican organizations.
D.C. lobbying groups with ties to the health care industry have not only been organizing these events, they've also been taking credit for them. Corporate lobbying groups are doing their part. They're turning out the mobs, telling them where to go, and giving them their scripts.
And make it appear as though there's a great deal of opposition to the president's plan.
thanks for calling Auto Erotica. Number one in automated phone sex. Please say the name of the person you'd like to speak with.
Brandy.
I think you said Brandy. If this is correct, press one.
Hi, this is Brandy. Please state your name.
Murray.
Hello, Murray. What are you wearing?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
I think you said jeans and a t-shirt. Is that right?
Yes.
That's hot. What would you like me to do to you?
Why don't you go down on me?
I think you said go down on me. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going down on you. Oh, 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 wow. You are really stiff. Does it feel good to you?
Yes. Suck it.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Stroke it.
I'm stroking it. Holy cow. You are really hard. Would you mind if my friend joins in?
No, not at all.
Today, I'm Jamie. Thanks for letting me in on the fun. What do you want?
I'm pretty sure you said that you were cold. Goodbye.
What do you want me to do?
Hey, Hank. I'm Greta Van Susteren.
Well, it's hard to believe that only 1 year ago, Barack Obama entered the White House promising a new era of government. And yet on Tuesday, it seems that era came to a definitive end. We'll discuss. But first, Shepard Smith to recap Tuesday's historic results in Virginia.
Greta, on election night, the voters of Virginia spoke loud and clear. A state Obama carried in 08 is now back in the hands of the Republican Party. I do believe we'll all remember where we were the night Bob McDonald took back the state house.
Indeed. Let's meet our panel. Senior political analyst for Fox News, Brett Helms.
Greta, always a pleasure.
NPR correspondent and Fox News contributor, Juan Williams.
Hello. It's great to be here, Greta.
Former Deputy Chief of Staff to President George W. Bush, Carl Hope.
Thanks for having me.
And Democrat and former Howard Dean campaign manager, Joe Shipley.
Thank you so much, Greta.
Why did the Obama era end so quickly?
Well, Greta, he had 10 months. 10 months in office, yet he could not find the time to fix the greatest economic collapse in modern times, or even win one of the two wars he inherited.
And let's not forget that it was under his watch that we lost the king of pop.
So true. Let's take a look back to New Jersey. Shepard, break down the results for us.
Greta, it was more bad news for Barack Obama. New Jersey went to Republican Chris Christie. That was the death knell for the Obama administration. It's official, Greta. No, he can't.
Juan, the Democrats are already trying to spin this by saying that New Jersey wasn't a referendum on Obama. Any truth to that?
Well, look, they can say John Corzine was an uncharismatic one-time Goldman Sachs employee dogged by corruption accusations whose most memorable moment in office was a car accident. But I think it's clear New Jersey thinks Barack Obama is a bad president.
Carl, how do you see the rest of Obama's term?
Oh, he's a lame duck.
Joe Trippi, you've been pretty quiet over there.
You haven't asked me any questions.
Britt, the significance of Tuesday.
There are certain indelible moments of triumph in our great nation's history. The moon landing, VE Day, the Lewinsky scandal. Tuesday was one of those nights.
I concur.
Same here.
If I could just for one moment.
Sorry, Joe, but we have to cut away to Fox's own Glenn Beck.
Well, I guess it's what's wrong
you,
with
Brad.
That?
And I couldn't sleep Tuesday night because in my neighborhood, people were pouring into the street and honking their horns in celebration of the return of freedom. They were screaming and yelling and banging on garbage cans, letting their neighbors know it's safe to come out. That loving America is legal again.
Molecules from one part of the cell to another, usually from the cell body.
I love America. Oh, and Greta, I also realized you could rearrange the letters of your name to spell a great.
Republican Party bread because it's being orchestrated by the Republican Party's organ, like Fox News and people like Rush Limbaugh.
They're conservatives who are being organized by several different Republican organizations.
D.C. lobbying groups with ties to the healthcare industry have not only been organizing these events, they've also been taking credit for them. Corporate lobbying groups are doing their part. They're turning up the mobs, telling them.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, signing off here. Stick around, Smooth Jazz is coming up. DJ Smooth, I'm Furious.
It's been fun playing you different clips from around the world, especially about the absurdity of what's called Fox News and distortions by the Reich Wing and other corporate lobbyists out there. We do this every Thursday. It's part of the Furious George Experience. It's about micro-powered, community-based, underground, revolutionary hip-hop blended with some fun just news that you're not going to hear anywhere else. So in that spirit, please stick around at community-based radio now and continue to do just that, what you're doing, which is on the radio dial or at WCOMFM.org. Or check Furious G at blogspot.com at out. That's furiousg.blogspot.com. Where you can see some of my old shows and learn more about this fun, furious experience we're having. In the meantime, I'll be back next week and bring you the newest underground revolutionary hip-hop and some fun stuff. So hope you've had a good time. I have. I'll be back. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm furious.
Yeah.